Good morning. We're continuing Chayyodim, Aklau Samach Aleph, Simon Zion. So the Chayyodim is talking about the halachas of liquids which have smell. So let's review what we have up to this point. If you have a liquid which intrinsically has its own smell, so the case of the tsori, where it comes out of the tree, it's a sap which comes out of the tree, which has a beautiful smell. So you make a bracha on that smell. That's it. It's the own intrinsic smell. You make a bracha. The bracha, which Chazal said, is the bracha of Barei Shem and Orev. If you take Shem and Zayas, take a Zayas and you crush it to the point that you create olive oil, which has a smell to it as well, so that the Shulchan Aruch says that the bracha on that is Barei Atzei B'Samim, because again, it's the item itself which has its own smell. So that's not a question. If you create a smell by taking either Atzei B'Samim or Isei B'Samim and imparting their smell into a liquid, so it doesn't have its own intrinsic smell, so it is absorbing its smell from elsewhere. It's absorbing it from the B'Samim, which are either Isei B'Samim or Atzei B'Samim. So as long as some of the original Atzei B'Samim or Isei B'Samim remain in the liquid, it gets a bracha, because it has a reyach, it has a true reyach, and the reyach has a source. The source being the Atzei B'Samim or the Isei B'Samim, which remain in the liquids. Even though right now the main smell you're smelling is the liquid, which has this smell been imparted to it, since there is the source of that smell remains in the liquid, one makes a bracha on it, and the bracha corresponds to the source. If it's a combination of both, and you can't separate the smell, you make a bracha borei minei b'samim, because it's a combination of different types of minim. If you remove the atzei b'samim or the isei b'samim, so now we have an interesting question. So it doesn't have its own smell. It has the smell of the Eitzim or the Asavim. The Eitzim and the Asavim are gone. So do we say that it has absorbed the original source's smell and therefore that you can make a bracha on it? Or is this the same thing as you have a Kli which holds Psamim? You remove the Psamim and the Kli has absorbed some of the smell. You don't make a bracha on that, because that's called reich shein l'ikur. So we should say the same thing about the water or the oil. It's the reich is the source of the reich is gone. Or do we say by cooking or soaking it a period of time, it absorbs some of the mamashas of the reich in it? It's like a reich sheyesh l'ikur. So that's machlokes. And therefore, the Chayyadim says one should refrain from smelling such a thing, because it's a suffix bracha, whether you should make a bracha or not. If it's chayv and a bracha, you do not make a bracha, you're being nehenem from other mezeh without a bracha. You cannot make a bracha, because it's a suffix bracha. So a person should avoid the situation. So that's what we've discussed until now. We could have one more example of this, in the case of the shemen orev, where the liquid itself has its own smell. So one makes a bracha. If you would mix that liquid into a larger body of liquid, oil or something of that sort, so there it's a reich sheyesh lo ikur. The ikur is this original liquid, and that liquid has absorbed with its smell throughout the larger liquid. It's not bottled, because you can still smell it. So that's like a reich sheyesh l'ikur, and a person would make a bracha on that. What about a case where you create the smell through some type of a chemical process? So the way the body understands smells is by recognizing certain molecules in the nerve endings which pick up smells. So if we can figure out the shape of that molecule, and how the body reacts to that, I can create a molecule in the laboratory which has that shape and create that smell, even though it has, as it were, no natural source to it. So does one make a bracha on such a thing? Based on what we've learned, it has a smell, but it has no source for the smell, so it's not better than the case of having original smell, and that smell is infused into the water, and then you remove the source, you make no bracha on the water, so it's a reaction in the wicker, and that seems to be the assumption amongst the poskim. However, there is an argument, maybe this is better than that case, because this is the item itself which generates the smell. Therefore, the idea that the Chayyim says that one should try to avoid smelling this, to avoid the shaila whether you're chayav in a bracha or not, would seem to apply to this as well. I do want to point out, if the source for the smell is an animal, you could take from different animals and make different smells. Some perfumes, for example, are based on the liquids from glands of certain animals that you do make a bracha on. And the bracha is berei minei besomim. So that's not our issue over here. The issue over here is it was made in the laboratory through combining different chemicals. So both Rabbi Yashar and Shlomo Zalman are on record that you do not make a bracha in that situation. Have a good day.